The second key to creating a successful business is being 100% committed to your business success. When I started to become serious about creating a successful business, I realized I was not willing to invest years and years to discover how to be successful. I had neither the time nor the energy for that. Also, my finances wouldn't allow me to waste time on methods that didn't work to create success. I needed to make money in my business, good money, soon, or I was going to have to quit and do something else. As I mentioned in my story, I was working 12 to 14 hour days, was totally exhausted, and was on the verge of selling my business. I could not bear the thought of working as hard as I had been working for another day. And if I thought I had to work like that for the rest of my life, I would not have been willing to do it. No way. Perhaps you feel the same way. But what if you knew that eventually you'd be working far fewer hours? In fact, what if you knew you'd be working less than half of what you do now? Would you be willing to commit to working hard for such a positive result? Absolutely. That is exactly what I did. And you can too. Just a year of hard work and effort can result in living your dream. Make the commitment and you won't regret it. Here's the thing. I'm not here to give you a get-rich-quick scheme. In the business of pet sitting, as with any business, you can't make money without investing a bit of money and time. The return on your investment is that eventually, if you run your business in the way I outline in this book, you'll have a lot more of both. So, be willing to work hard. By working hard, I mean actually doing the steps listed in this book. If you knew that you could work hard for 1 year and then work the schedule of your dreams for the next 10 years, would you do it? I bet you are willing to work hard because you were willing to purchase this audiobook, and you are now listening to this audiobook with the intention of creating a six-figure pet-sitting business. As I also shared in my story, I decided to commit to my business and give myself entirely to my goal of creating a successful pet-sitting business in that year. I made a commitment that, even when I didn't want to, I would market my business. Even when I was tired, I would take that extra client. Even when I didn't want to, I would hire another person to help me because I realized I couldn't take on additional work if I had to do it all myself. Make a commitment to yourself that from this date forward, you will give yourself an entire year to work as hard as you can. You will invest as much of yourself as you can muster in the next year through the exercises in this book and your own tenacity to really make your dreams of making more money and having a better business come true. Can you do that?